Radio Prague News. Commemorative events have taken place around the Czech capital, marking the 66th anniversary of the Prague uprising. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has highlighted Radio Free Europe's role in toppling communism, and the Czech military has grounded its CASA transport planes due to a technical defect. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, senior parliament officials and cultural figures on Thursday attended a commemorative event at Czech Radio marking the 66th anniversary of the start of the Prague uprising. Officials recalled that turbulent period of Czech history and laid wreaths in front of the station's main building under a plaque bearing the names of those who lost their lives defending Czech Radio. On the morning of May 5, 1945, Czech Radio called on Prague citizens to rise up against the Nazi occupiers, 4 days before Soviet troops liberated the city. During a battle for control of the station, around 90 people were killed. Around the city, some 30,000 people took part in the uprising, of which over 1,600 died. Speaking at a conference marking the 60th anniversary of Radio Free Europe broadcast to Czechoslovakia, Prime Minister Petr Nečas highlighted the station's role in toppling communism in Central and Eastern Europe. He said that RFE had torn down the information barrier erected by the communist regime and served as a beacon of light, raising public awareness of democratic values and providing truthful information about what was happening behind the Iron Curtain. The conference opened with RFE's familiar signature tune and the voice of announcer Ferdinand Perotka, who was among those who first addressed Czechs and Slovaks over the airwaves on May 1, 1951. The Czech military has grounded its CASA transport planes due to a technical defect that was revealed after one of the planes ran into trouble on Tuesday. A spokeswoman for the military's general staff said a team of experts were investigating the cause of the defect. The CASA planes, which the army purchased in view of their possible deployment in Afghanistan, where Czech soldiers are taking part in the ISAF peacekeeping mission, have been a disappointment. This is the third technical problem revealed since the start of the year, and plans to deploy the aircraft in Afghanistan had to be put off after it emerged that the anti-missile protection system supplied by the Czech firm Omnipol was not functioning properly. Omnipol has asked for the postponement of the deadline by which it is to solve the problem from late April to mid-June. A bout of cold weather during which nighttime temperatures dropped to minus 13 degrees in places is said to have seriously damaged orchards around the country. Farmers predict a lower fruit harvest this year, with pear and cherry trees having suffered the most damage. Meteorologists say that the night frosts are the worst in 36 years. Looking at sports now, ice hockey. The reigning world championships, Czech Republic beat Finland 2-1 in their final preliminary match in Group D on Wednesday evening at the World Championships in Ice Hockey in Slovakia. Milan Michalek and Jaromír Jágr both scored for the Czechs, who had to fight off a number of power plays by the Finnish squad. Goalie Ondřej Pavelec almost earned his second consecutive shutout. He allowed a goal only in the final minute after the Finns had pulled their goalie to allow an extra man on the ice. The Czech team finished top in Group D with full points and will play Slovakia on Friday. And now a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather should improve. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy with day temperatures at around 16 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.